Podcast der Pädagogischen Hochschule Wien. Sie hören die Aufzeichnung eines Vortrages im Rahmen des 10. HOPE-Kongresses vom 10. bis 13. Mai 2016 in Wien. Dieser stand unter dem Thema Pädagogik im Spannungsfeld von Krankheit, Migration und Mehrsprachigkeit.
Michele Caposo from the University of Perugia in Italy. He has been with HOPE for a long time, has been for a long time a board member and also for a time president. And he will give the first lecture this afternoon.
Yes, thank you very much, Maria, for chairing this event. And I would like to thank the organizer for giving me this chance to talk about another of my research topics. As you will see, this is an educational activity, although it's not strictly related to teaching, it's related to education. And the basic idea, as I will explain in a while, is how to use children competencies, children knowledge, to construct with them, to build with them, explanations for other children. Specifically, I will present an intervention that we already did in Italy with children with juvenile arthritis, who constructed together a booklet to explain juvenile arthritis to other children who will be ill in the future. What I'm going to outline in particular is the process that we used, the methodology adopted, which I believe it's not so original for the educational field, but it's quite original for the medical field. That's one of the areas where I think that teachers can really help the medical staff, the healthcare staff, in building a better communication. I'm presenting here, but this project has been done with the collaboration of other people. And also, this has already been published as a paper, so it is available to the general public. And those of you who want a copy of the paper can email it to me, send an email to me, and I will be glad to give it to you a copy, because otherwise, unless your hospital has access to it, you have to pay for it. So the background, what's the basic idea? The first idea is that the children understand and process information differently from adults, simply because their mind works in a different way. Nothing new here. And this applies also to the medical setting. There is this study from Bibase and Walsh from the 1980, where these authors explain how children understand illness relating to their cognitive stage of the development. So at different stages, you understand things in a different way. Not better, not less or more, but differently. This is the first idea, as I said. The other one, again, is that, of course, quite obvious for a teacher, you can build informative activities, and these informative activities help children with their understanding of the illness and of their situation. And the third one is, it tackles into Vygotsky theory of development, it's socio-constructivism. Socio-constructivism states that children can and are capable of actively building their own knowledge if they are able to interact with other people who have a higher level of knowledge somehow. So it's the interaction the key. It's not the knowledge. It's through the social interaction that you can build and understand things better. Michael Cole is a recent author who builds his theory upon Vygotsky's theory as well. So this is the background for our work. What did we do? What did we want to do? We wanted to build a book to explain juvenile arthritis to other ill children, and this book should be used in different ways as a tool to explain the illness, as a medium to enhance communication between the patient, the family, and the treating physician, and also as a take-home workbook. As I said, this is an intervention which has already been done. We did this with 12 children and adolescents. As you can see, there is a wide age range, 4 to 14. This is important because younger children can interact with olders using their zone of proximal development, meaning in the group there were people more competent and less competent. And that's important because so you can create this social dynamic within the group. All the children were ill with juvenile arthritis for several years. The children were enrolled through the local parents association in central Italy. And this also was important. There was a collaboration between the hospital staff. Some of the authors are, one of the authors actually is the chief doctor of juvenile arthritis in Italy, and then the Parents Association. The method, how did we build this book? This book was based on a workshop done with the children. And the workshop was facilitated with a workbook, which was built ad hoc for this occasion. So we created a workbook with a comic book designer. Then we did the workshop with the children using this workbook as a common mean. And the methodology was a socio-constructivist methodology and the Piagetan dialogues, which means that you build on what children tell you. You don't come with a preset of idea, but you build on the knowledge as it comes out from the children's mind. we also try to set out to empower narratives, metaphors, drawings, creativity, and not fee, but free expression, expressions, and active communication. the children had to feel free to talk about. In fact, the doctor was not present during the workshop. She came later, at the later stage, and the parents were not present as well. They were in another room. They were waiting in another room. So the workbook was built ad hoc, as I said, and it was built so by the project team. And in the workbook, there is a character, which is Mario, typical Italian name, who knows he had arthritis. And so he asks, what is juvenile arthritis? I don't know about it. And then the children were encouraged to add their own explanation, their own answer. And then they were invited to build a metaphor about that. What is like having arthritis? Maria, maybe, I hope not, but. after knowing he had arthritis, Mario has different thoughts, and so you have the bubbles, and the children could fill in their own thoughts about that. Then we ask the children to list things you can do despite having arthritis, but also things you can't do when you have arthritis. And also, what do you do when you don't feel well? Where does it hurt? And what do you do to feel better? What do you do to feel better? And then we wanted to finish with a positive view on the future, and we asked the children, what do you want to do when you grow up? Because we wanted to finish with something going towards the being better and seeing the future. So this is the key point of the methodology. This is just a sample. This is Mario. It's taken from the book. He says, hi, I'm Mario. I know they told me I have arthritis juvenile, but I don't know what it is. Can you explain it to me? And all the children could then comment and put in their own information. The first one says, you don't have to be scared about it. I have it and my knee hurts a little bit. The other one is more technical. It says it talks about the definition of the illness. It's in your bones. It will hurt a little bit. This one is very interesting. She was a five-year-old girl, as you can see from the writing. Her parents hadn't tell her she had arthritis yet. They told her she had an allergy. So before starting the workshop, I went to the parents and I said, we are going to talk about arthritis. Is this okay with you? We had all the consent form. And they said, okay, but she doesn't know about it. In fact, she says, yes, I have the same thing, only it's different. So She's trying, you see how she's trying to make sense of what's happening around, you see? It's the same, but it's different. At the end of the workshop, she realized she had arthritis. It was a process, and she did it, this thanks to the interaction with the older kids who already knew about it. The metaphor, always interesting when we look into the children's mind with that. This is an 11-year-old. It's like having chains on your knees. This is more metaphoric, like falling into a big hole. There is only a small ladder to get out, but it is very hard for you to climb it. And another one, younger one, it's like a burning flame. So you can see how all this description tackle into the subjective meaning of having arthritis. That's the starting point. The language of children is probably different. The things they want to know about an illness, they're not the same that adults want to know, in my opinion. That's something I'm starting to discover, and I want to investigate a little bit further. Things that are important for a child 10 years old are not the same that are important for adults. Results. So, thanks to this workshop, we collected 89 comments about arthritis. So, what we did afterwards was to organize this comment in an inductive way, and we organized the comments, and then we reported them into the final booklet. All the children could talk freely. They listened to each other very carefully. After working on a page of the booklet, they could read out what they had done, and other people could listen to it. And also, very important, there was a whiteboard in the room. And when a medical question came out, we collected the question. And if the children agreed with that, we wrote it down on the whiteboard. Because at the end of the session, the doctor was invited to join us, and she could answer the medical question. So we gave a space where the question could go. Right? We didn't answer directly. We are not medical doctors. It's not up to us. But we didn't want also to interrupt the workshop. But what we did is to give an area where this question can be put to be used later on. I'm going to speed up a little. As I said, this is the booklet. The booklet is available online, so you can download it. It is in Italian, of course, but again, it's not important the final product, but the process that got us to the final product. So I wouldn't copy the booklet if I were you. I would make another one with kids in your area, with your culture. This is the website of the booklet. If you want to take a picture, anyway, this will be available on the conference's proceeding as well. What is it? Too loud? Wasn't me. It's not my knee, the sound. Okay? Okay, thank you. Yes, I'm going. This is a couple of pages on the booklet. What I wanted to outline here is that, as you can see, these are all the sentences from the children. And these, after the sentences from the children, the sick child can add his own sentence, and then come the medical doctor comments. There is a scientific part in the booklet, but it is the last one. We didn't start with that. We ended with it. Okay? So, in conclusion, I believe that this activity proves that children can participate in the construction of the explanation of their old illnesses as active partners. You can do this if you use a proper mediator, in this case, the workbook, the workshop, an easy setting, a counseling and listening activities. Medical personnel can review, can integrate, can even correct the final product at a later stage after children have expressed themselves. This is the article. This is the DOI code which you can use to retrieve the article from the internet. Thank you very much.
Sie hörten einen Podcast der Pädagogischen Hochschule Wien.